Blog Talk Radio.
What would it mean to be able to access spiritual masters from beyond? Join us today and every month as Julie Geigel allows Archangel Metatron to speak through her. Archangel Metatron has come to answer your questions about life. Metatron acts as a bridge between the divine and mankind. He is here to help us find balance, truth, and harmony. He is here to help us ascend and evolve into higher states of consciousness. Metatron will take your questions live, so be sure to call in on your phone or using Skype if you'd like to speak to him directly. This is a very exciting time we are moving into, and we're honored to make this connection.
Welcome, welcome everyone, and Happy New Year. This is Julie Geigel, International Psychic Medium, Spiritual Teacher and Healer, and Approved and Certified CASA Guide for the John of God Experience. You are listening to Metatronic Monday, Healing with Archangel Metatron. If you'd like to call in for a direct healing today, our number is 858-357-8481, or simply type in your issue in our chat room at the beginning of the show, and we'll connect with that before we go into channeling. I am honored and blessed to be a channel for Archangel Metatron to assist you on your healing journey, whether that's mental, emotional, physical, or spiritual. Just being in this Metatronic energy today will bring healing and relief to many of our listeners. You need not speak to Metatron directly in order to be healed. Intention is a powerful thing. It is simply through your intention of healing as you listen to our channeling today that will assist you in whatever capacity you need. So be sure to stop on over to www.juliegeigel.com, that's G-E-I-G-L-E, for more information about myself and to download your free Manifesting Miracles recording, and also be automatically entered into our monthly drawing for a free psychic reading. And we did pull the name of our winner, for January, and I believe her name is Kelsey Tsai. You are the lucky winner for January, so be sure to email me at julie@juliegeigel.com. That's my email address to claim that free reading. You have until the last day of the month, so January 31st. And if you would like to be entered into our drawing for a free monthly reading, be sure to sign up for our weekly email list. And every time you comment on one of our blog posts, or join one of our Facebook pages, like one of our Facebook pages, you'll be entered into the drawing. Yay! And don't forget, I am so excited. I am finally an author, a co-author of the beautiful book that just came out last month, 365 Days of Angel Prayers. If you order that off my website, I will autograph it personally for you before I ship it out. Otherwise, you are welcome to order it through Amazon. You can find it over there. I have 12 prayers sprinkled throughout the book. I am also a chapter spokesperson for the month of June. And most of the entries in the month of June have been written by my fellow BAPPers over at the Best American Psychic Directory. And they are most amazing people, the best psychics in the world across the country, and so fabulous that they could join me for this beautiful endeavor. 365 Days of Angel Prayers. You can order your copy at my website, www.juliegeigel.com. And we are starting a new show up through the Best of the Best radio show with Shea Parker and that amazing team from Best American Psychics. And we will be hosted on the fourth Tuesday of the month. You can listen to us on iHeartRadio, here on Blog Talk, or over at W4WN. And again, that's January 27th, and I believe our airtime is 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. So I'm very excited to start off that new endeavor with my psychic team, Catherine Glass, Maggie Chula, and Diana Blagden. And we each channel messages from angels, so it's been a most exciting show. We just started that in November, kind of experimenting with the new format, and we're just thrilled with how it's all coming together. So very excited. And if you'd like to join us for our next John of God Spiritual Healing Retreat, our next travel date will be May 5th through the 16th, and we would love, love, love to have you join us for that amazing experience. And for myself, it has really opened the door wide open for my psychic abilities and my mediumship abilities. They have just flooded in, especially after I came back the second time last May. It just was like a faucet being turned on, flowing 100 times wider and bigger and brighter. So very, very exciting. So whether you need a personal physical healing or you're interested in increasing your own psychic or medium abilities, I highly, highly recommend a trip to John of God. And whether or not you go with a guide or with me as a guide, it really makes no difference. Well, certainly I have a personal preference for myself, because I think I have a lot to offer people. But there are some phenomenal guides out there. Gail Thackeray is amazing, as well as Diana and Bob, who are my mentors. So anyway, you can contact me for more information about that if you're interested, www.johnofgodhealingmiracles.com. All right. Well, I think we're way past our 5 minutes here, so forgive me for taking up so much time today as I give a shout-out about some exciting things coming up for the new year. So we will go ahead and get started. If you have an issue that you would like Metatron to address during our channeling today, please hit 1 on your phone so I know that you'd like to talk to us, talk to Metatron. Or if you are a member and would like to stay on after the show for a free psychic reading, do not hit 1 on your phone quite yet. At the end of the show, I will invite you to hit 1 on your phone, and then we'll bring you on live to do the psychic reading. But that is at the end of the show. Okay, lovely, lovely. Looks like we have 8764 wanting to connect with us, so let's go ahead and visit with you quickly. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Julie.
Hey, Maria. How are you?
I could be better.
Aww. Is there an issue that you wanted to have Metatron address today during healing?
Yes, please. I just have this chronic fatigue syndrome, and it's really getting to me.
Okay, all right. Yes, we certainly can put a special request in for healing for that chronic fatigue. Thank you so much for your support, Maria, and we look forward to connecting you after the show, okay?
Okay, thanks.
You bet, you bet. Awesome. Okay, I think that we are ready to go into channeling. I'm going to have you just take a nice deep breath and relax. And I work with the essential oils. My favorite for channeling is the frankincense. It's good for so many purposes, but channeling really helps to raise that vibrational frequency. So just take 3 deep breaths. And just relax. Now I'm going to play the singing bowl to help clear out that energy and create a safe space for us today. Just take a moment to call in your spiritual team. Calling in your guardian angels. Calling in your spirit guides. Calling in loved ones who have passed. Calling in pets and totem animals. Feel their love and support as they surround you with a beautiful healing energy. Just allow yourself to relax deeper and deeper. Welcome. I am Archangel Metatron. We are delighted to assist you on this journey here on planet Earth. There is much promise that 2015 holds for all of you as you join collectively to raise the vibrational frequency of the planet. The energy that surrounds you in this year is the energy of 8. And 8 is the energy of abundance and prosperity. And it is also the year of the sheep. And the energy of the sheep brings in peace and harmony. So take a nice deep breath as you breathe in this knowledge, this understanding, allowing yourselves to open to receive all of the blessings of the universe. All of the blessings we have come here to give you on this day. And feel yourself enveloped in this beautiful energy that we bring here for you today, the Metatronic energy. And I, as Archangel Raphael, joining in with Archangel Metatron, create this beautiful energy of healing, of peace, of prosperity. So as you begin to release the past year, For some, it may have been good, and for others, it may not have. And letting go of all those judgments and attachments. And allowing the new energy to rise up within you, rising up. Rising up. Integrating, integrating, integrating. Your cells are now integrated with the energy of 2015. Feel a wave of peace and harmony move through your entire being. Imagine the cord connecting you to God, your source energy. And imagine through this cord the energy of peace and prosperity being fueled into your body. And imagine this cord can never be damaged. It can never be broken or cut or severed in any way. The cord is always present. The cord is your connection to all that is. And we are making you aware of the resource that you have available to you for this connection. The resource to refuel your energy, to reignite and renew your passion for existence, as many of you are weary and downtrodden with issues of a healing nature. And we want you to imagine a world without disease, a world without healing issues, a world with pure peace and harmony and prosperity. And as you align with the energy of that imagining, you begin to manifest it in your field of awareness. It is your frustration with what is that keeps you stuck in the energy that you do not like. And as you can imagine and dream beyond your wildest dreams, you tune in and connect with the source that you are. And it allows the alignment to take precedence over the negativity and allows you to reconnect with your soul and be uplifted and healed. Remember, anything is possible, always. There are no limitations, there are no restrictions. There is pure freedom within the scope of your experience. It is only your perception that defines your limits. And as you expand your perception of who you are, it allows for the remembering to occur. For this year of 2015 is a great year of remembering for many. And the more that remembers, the stronger you become as a spiritual being existing within a physical body. And when you remember the magnificence of who you are, it directly affects all of those within your reach, whether they desire or not desire. It is like a beautiful shower after a very long drought that rains down upon your family and your friends. And some receive with open arms, and others retreat. And please understand that it is not your mission to save each and every one of them, for they all have free will. It is only your mission to align with that which you are, to awaken and to remember, and to be called into this experience of divine love. Because as each of you accept the calling of divine love and align with the truth of who you are, it has a bigger and bigger impact of healing across the planet. You are powerful beyond measure. If you could see what I know, you would never again doubt your abilities. You would never again doubt the possibilities for your life, for your reality. And as this energy becomes stronger and stronger, and you become more firmly and solidly planted in the ground, your ability to create that which you desire will be at your fingertips. And when it will begin to expand outward into those that you love. And so you will be able to assist those who are desiring change. There is a new guide here that is moving in for the new year. Open to receive the energy of this new guide, Hathor. Hathor is the guide of decision making, the guide of finding one's soulmate, and the guide of children, creating children or healing children. And he is also the guide that assists in artistic endeavors. Allow Hathor to come into your spiritual circle and assist the team that is currently working with you. On your mission here. And as you open to receive the love and the healing from your spiritual team and the angels beyond, you will find many blessings each and every day, filled with magic and miracles. I am Metatron, and I have spoken here today. Goodness, goodness. So amazing, as always. And we have just a few moments to wrap it up here. Yes, Hathor is from Egypt, is the ancient and beloved Egyptian goddess of the sun, sky, newborns, and the dead. She helps bring soulmates together, oversees conception, protects pregnant mothers, acts as a midwife, and helps with raising children. She says, when it comes to fairness, the heart already knows what the truth is, so I do not judge. I simply lead the person inward quietly so that they can hear the decision of their heart. Oh, so beautiful. So, so very beautiful. And thank you. Thank you, everyone, for listening today. Be sure to tune in next week for Metatronic Monday, Healing with Archangel Metatron. And we have our meditation Thursday morning at 9 o'clock Central Standard Time, a.m. We will be moving that next week to Fridays, Friday mornings at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. But for this week, we have quite a few registered, so we'll keep it on Thursday. And don't forget to pick up your copy of 365 Days of Angel Prayers over at www.julieigle.com. And I will personally autograph that for you before I ship it out. A special thank you to our callers and listeners in the chat room and on the phone who have come to support us on this beautiful mission of helping and healing across the globe. If you'd like to support our show, be sure to become a member of our inner circle. Our members are invited to stay on after the show for a free psychic reading once a week. And you can find out more information about becoming a member on our website at JulieGeigel.com. And remember, everything is always in divine and perfect order. Until next week, this is Julie Geigel with Archangel Metatron. Know that you are loved here and beyond. All right. And so we're just staying on after the show for any questions from our members. And we're going to go ahead and check in with Maria. Hi, Maria.
Hi, Julie. Is that your doggy?
Oh, I'm so sorry about that. Yes, it is.
Oh, so cute.
Well, I've got two of them, so they really get it going here when when somebody comes around and there I'm dropping books left and right. Okay, so I'm just going to stop touching things. Oh, my dear. Did you have a psychic question, or did you want me to pull a card for you for this week?
Pull a card.
Pull a card. Okay. And I work with five different decks. I've got life purpose, romance, healing, messages, and animals.
Healing.
Healing. Okay. So I'm going to just take a minute to shuffle for you. I'm going to have you just take a deep breath and relax. And just being open to receive whatever healing messages the angels want to bring in for you today. All right. The card that comes up for you today, Maria, is retreat. Mm-hmm. And what I'm seeing with that card is that now is not the time to start anything new. Now is the time to... what I'm seeing is that right now it's a cocoon. So what I'm seeing is your angels kind of have you wrapped up in this beautiful cocoon and very almost like a baby swaddled.
Okay.
And you're very vulnerable right now. So it's important that you not get, really important that you're not around negativity. So whether it's people or watching movies or reading books, or, you know, conversations, this is crucial. This is non-negotiable. Your angels are very, I mean, this Archangel Metatron is the one in charge here, and Metatron's very bossy. He's like, this is non-negotiable. So there's somebody in your life that's draining your energy right now and creating a lot of the physical discomfort that you're experiencing. And if there is any way to cut ties with that person, it's highly recommended. Because, again, I'm seeing a very strong attachment to your physical dis-ease and this person.
Really?
So sometimes it can be a matter of perception, Maria. So if you can change your perception or heal your perception, I mean, Byron Katie does a lot of work around that. And radical forgiveness, Colin Tipping is amazing about the soul contracts and changing, shifting perceptions on experiences that you've had or are having. Go ahead.
Could this be a girlfriend?
I can check with the chart for you.
Julie, the last time I had a conversation with her, I just wanted to slam the phone down. She's got a lot of anger and negativity, and she calls me to see how I'm doing because she knows I'm not feeling well, and she'll start going on a rant and rave about what I should be doing with my life and what are you doing and you shouldn't be this sick and why can't they find out what's wrong and why can't they help you?
Okay, so let's check the chart to see if this is who they're talking about. All right, what's the percent of value Joan needs to go? Oh my gosh. Oh, like 125%, not just 100%.
Oh my God. I thought it was her.
Yeah, I'm seeing.
And after I spoke to her, yeah, I knew. And she called back the next day and I didn't even answer the phone because I can't deal with her.
Good for you. Yeah,
I can't deal with it.
Yep, yeah. And I mean, and if you do find that you have to answer the phone or accidentally answer the phone, have ready a reason to get off the phone. You know,
okay.
Like I have an, and you know, lying is not good in the spiritual world. So they don't recommend that we lie, but
right.
You certainly can create truths that are not a lie, but are certainly respectful. You know, like I've got an appointment I have to get to, and the appointment is to be alone with yourself.
Right.
Oh, you don't have to tell her that, but, you know, there's that, again, the way that your intention for it. So we call people like that energy vampires.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm definitely seeing that vampire-ish energy from her.
Yeah, she's not in a good place. No.
No. And
but she doesn't
see.
At least I see what I know to do.
Right.
Like
right.
What's wrong. But she doesn't even see it. She thinks the world is doing it. You know, the world is, I hate my job. But she hates everything.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And those kind of people, they just spin. I'm just seeing that she's spinning her wheels.
Okay.
She's stuck in this energy, and she wants people to be stuck in that energy with her.
Okay.
I
so much want to move forward. I'm ready to let it all go. Whatever it is I need to do, I want a life this year. I don't want this ease anymore.
Absolutely. And, you know, when they said anything is possible, always, I could just feel them taking your face in their hands, looking you straight in the eye and saying, anything is possible, Maria. Do not ever give up.
It's really been bad.
Yeah, sweetie.
Now I've been stuck. I'm stuck in the house now. I had this 10 years ago.
And shift the energy around that word stuck, because I can feel that energy creeping in when you use that word stuck. And it's all about perception. Try to go back and listen to the channeling today, too. And
I heard what he was saying. Yeah.
And when you talk about it like that, it's really eye-opening to be able to sit back and hear yourself and be like, oh, you know, look at the energy I just put there. And if I shifted a few words around, look at how that changes the energy of what's happening, of my experience.
Okay.
So when you use the name, and I know I do this forever with my mother, and she gets so mad at me. She's like, I can't even say anything around you anymore.
No.
Well, Mom, if you want to change, you know, if you want things to be different, then you have to change the words that you use to describe how things are.
Can I ask you something, Julie?
Absolutely, dear.
What I'm doing right now, like I know why I got here, and I know what led to this. So my question is, do you feel that I'm on my way back to being healthy, whatever that is? I mean, do you see me getting stronger?
Absolutely. I see this as just a temporary setback that is very short. That this is in no way going to last like it did before.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. It's almost like backwash, they call it, where you just need to release that little bit and then you'll finally be rid of it completely.
So we're not talking months?
I would not get caught up in a time
frame.
In
the timing. I know.
Yeah,
it
because
just gives
then
me
you
that.
Drive yourself crazy.
I know. But it's, you kind of wake up every day with that hope and, I know today's going to be a good day.
Yeah,
and you get up, and it's like, oh my God, I can't do this, and I'm trying to do this. But you
surrender,
you know,
to what is, and stop arguing with what is. I mean, my favorite book by Byron Katie, Loving What Is, and she's all over YouTube. I highly recommend her to help you shift some of that perception.
All right, I've been looking at that.
The other thing, what was I going to say here? Let's see. The other thing was, the mantra. I'm a hypnotherapist, and one of the number one affirmations that we recommend for people is, every day in every way, I am getting better
and better.
I'm getting better
and better. Okay.
Yes.
Florence,
so you need
Scovel
to write
Schimpf,
that
right?
down. You need to post that on your computer, on your bathroom mirror, everywhere you look. And you need to just read that until you're blue in the face. And before you fall asleep, say it at least 10 times. Yeah, yeah. All right, sweetie, I got to get going.
Okay.
Thank you, Julie,
so
much for your support, and have a wonderful week.
Thank you, Julie. Thanks for everything. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye.